The situation was largely driven by four straight years of drought. Now, as the rainy season looms, the crisis is expected to drastically worsen as food stocks run low. Timothy James Owen, Chief of Communication at UNICEF Madagascar, says the situation has reached critical levels compared with previous years. He notes that access to safe water also is challenging, leaving children, families, and entire communities relying on potentially unsafe sources of water that could spawn waterborne diseases, increasing malnutrition levels.
So it really is a vicious cycle, and one which requires urgent action on the part of the government of Madagascar and its partners such as UNICEF and WFP. There's many issues which are driving malnutrition amongst children. Obviously, one of them is a lack of access to adequate food and nutrition, and we need to ensure that families are able to adequately feed themselves, and I know our sister agency, WFP, is working on that.
Owen says acutely malnourished children were benefiting from a therapeutic feeding program that includes plumpy nuts, rich in calories and nutrients. He says once a child is on such a program, the rate of success and a return to health again is more than 80%.
And we know that if we can treat a child and get them into this program, we can save lives. But amongst this 500,000 figure that we are alarmed by and that we are expected to see as we go into 2022 are some 110,000 children who are severely acutely malnourished. And what that means is they really are facing a life-threatening condition.
He says about 1.5 million people in southern Madagascar are food insecure, and nearly 50% of them suffer from lack of access to safe water, health care, and sanitation facilities. He says around 14,000 people in the Ambo Bonve district were classified as being in catastrophic conditions due to food insecurity, drought, and malnutrition.
They are cut off, and where they are really quite desperate in search of water, which won't in turn make them sick. We use water trucking to bring in water to these communities. We have constructed a pipeline, and we have recently extended that pipeline. And water is generally for sale in the marketplaces.
He says UNICEF, the government, and the World Bank have provided cash transfers to families to help alleviate their plight. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Draso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.